Thank you. Well, good evening, everybody, and it's a pleasure to be here this evening. And let me start by welcoming everybody on behalf of the board of directors of the Mobile VCE. And it's a great pleasure to do that because, like David, I've been involved with the Mobile VCE right from the beginning. Maybe not quite as early as David, but for 10 years since it's actually formally been in existence. And what's been nice about the Mobile VCE, it's a research organisation which has managed to adapt to the changes in the industry that it's been serving. And in 10 years, the changes in the mobile industry, as I'm sure everybody in this room is aware, have been tremendous. And it would have been so easy for them to have said, OK, we're doing this research now and we'll continue doing the same research, and the industry to have moved on in an entirely different direction so that their work was irrelevant, and they haven't done that. And I think that's one of the strengths and one of the real achievements of the Mobile VCE. So it's great to be here to be able to say that. And what I thought for the next 5 or 10 minutes that I would do is to try and explain some of the benefits that we have derived from the Mobile VCE and why we're still with it. And hopefully that might encourage people here that aren't already members to become members, and encourage those that are members to continue with their membership. So why are we involved? Well, you know, it's a research organisation, and research has always been important for Vodafone. I'm talking about this from the perspective of Vodafone. So research has always been important for us. Not that everybody in the company has always recognised that, so I'm sure that's true with everybody who does research in every company. But the interesting thing is that, 10 years ago, we were in a phase when the industry was in tremendous growth. So we kind of looked to research for something rather different to what we do today. In those days, it was to keep us informed so that we felt good about knowing where the technology was going, and we could kind of be a part of seeing it come along and develop. But I don't think, and I know it had no real strategic value for the group. For the company, it was still busy growing, taking on new customers, rolling out new networks or buying new networks around the world. So the research itself was a feel-good factor, if you like. Now, in 10 years, that's all changed. The industry, and certainly in Europe, has consolidated. It's stopped growing at the rates it has. Now, research is much, much more important. It has a strategic role to play because we have now to ensure that whatever technology we buy to provide our services to our customers, that we can get the maximum value out of that, that we can capitalise to the greatest extent possible on our investments that we've made. So suddenly it's much, much more important to understand and influence where this technology is going, because every bit of influence, one way or another, saves us a bit of money. So it's of vital importance now. A big change over 10 years. And I think the Mobile VCE has recognised that as we've gone along, and I'm sure we're not the only company that that would say the same. So how do we interact with the Mobile VCE? How does it play into our whole programme of research? Well, it's a very blue sky, or let's say it's dealing with basic research, fundamental stuff. So it's kind of positioned right at the edge of our whole research programme, which is largely applied research, sort of sitting between stuff that the universities do and the sort of development that our suppliers will undertake. But it does inform this whole cycle, what we call our innovation cycle, which basically means we have to understand where the technology is going, what's possible, in order to be able to go along to our suppliers and sit down with them and say, that's what we want. And they say, no, you want that. And I say, no, that's what we want. We've been involved with independent research programs that is achievable, so that's what we want from you. So it helps us in a process of having a shared vision, if you like, with our suppliers, so that we're both sort of thinking in the same direction, so that we end up buying the products that we want for our customers and not just products that someone might want to sell us. And that in its turn, I think, informs then the mobile VCE, and provided it listens, and it has till now listened, it kind of doesn't direct its research, but it puts its research in context, so that it has a much, much better chance than a dissociated organisation to make certain that its research is going to be relevant in the future. And, you know, all researchers, I'm sure, they like their research to be relevant. It's great to do new things. It's even greater if the new things you do, you know, are going to be relevant to somebody. Why does it work so well? Well, I think basically, and this goes back to the early days, to David and others, they got the model right. And the model's a very simple model. It says, actually, the people that will do the research are the people in the universities. And they will not only do it, they will actually direct it, because they're the researchers, so they'll say what we should be doing next. But industry will sit around that and provide some steerage and some guidance. To kind of the guidance I've just sort of suggested, you know, if it's going away from what we can see is into an area where that's not really going to be relevant for us in the future, we can at least flag that up. And you don't have to then direct them to do something else. Kind of naturally evolves into something which is more relevant. But I think the important thing is that we only steer from an industry perspective. We don't try to direct the research. We don't actually do it ourselves, although we get very involved with it. And that actually involvement is very, very important, because I think Vodafone has been fortunate as a member of the VCE in getting a lot from it, and I'll talk a little bit about some of the things specifically we've got from it, because we have been very hands-on. And so if you become a member of the VCE, and even existing members of the Mobile VCE, I would really recommend you get very hands-on. You know, get involved, get your researchers involved with the people in the universities that are doing the research. Sit on or chair the various steering groups for the research programs, do mentoring of students, just get involved. It's a much easier way of getting the fruits of the research than just chucking in your money and reading the reports or sitting looking at the websites to see what they've produced. You know, that doesn't deliver the value that the Mobile VCE can deliver. So the model was right, and of course it's great that, you know, industry only funds 50% of it. Government pays the other 50%, and that just doesn't mean that we're getting cheap research, but what it does mean is it kind of takes away some of that risk factor for us as a commercial organisation. It helps us to say, okay, we can support that, so it's risky research, it's at the edge of what we would normally do, but, you know, we're getting funding, or that organisation's getting funding to undertake that, along with our funding, and you know, there are a lot of us in there across the industry, so there's a great amount of gearage from it. You get a lot from it in that sense. So what do we get specifically? Well, there are a number of things, and it's ranged from the tangible to sometimes you might call it almost the intangible. I mean, some of the very tangible things, one thing in particular, I think it was part of a project at the University of Surrey within the Mobile VCE. They developed a simulation for GPRS network, which we incorporated into one of our propagation modelling tools. So, you know, actually short-circuited the time we would have had to have devoted ourselves to developing that tool. You know, we've picked up very good research staff from the universities when they've come to the end of their period there, have decided they come and work for us. And we kind of known them in advance, so we knew what they were capable of doing, and they could come into the organisation and start running. We've done all sorts of things along those lines. You know, I mean, there's a whole range of ways in which you can very flexibly interact with the Mobile VCE. And the Mobile VCE itself is quite a flexible organisation. So, you know, even though you buy into this Core 4 programme, if there's something you really want to do that's not in it, there's a mechanism for doing it. There are a number of mechanisms, but the most important one, I think, is the elective programme. So a group of members can come together and say, look, we really want to do research in this. And then you can, if the talent is there in the universities, you can create this group that then funds this research, and we're doing something of this nature at the moment. For instance, we're looking at you know, the question of whether, as mobile networks develop, the capacity can keep on increasing forever. Well, we know it can't increase forever. There must be some limit. But, you know, what's governing those limits? What are the limits? And how do we get a handle on them? And that's very important for us as a business as we go forward, because, you know, as things get very expensive, when we go to our suppliers, if they say, you know, this is a, you know, a 1.5 increase on spectral efficiency, and we know actually the limit to where you could get without too much difficulty is around about 5.5, then we're not going to really want to pay a lot of money for a 1.5, because by the time you deployed it, you're sitting there wondering whether somebody else is going to come along with a spectral efficiency increase of 3.5 and already make your huge technology investment redundant. So it's very, very useful sort of work that the mobile VC is doing and will do in those sort of programs. It started off as very much a UK initiative, and the membership, the industrial membership, was either UK companies or European companies. And by and large European, because there aren't very many just sort of specifically UK companies anymore. But now I'm pleased to see it sort of developing beyond Europe. It's setting up associations with similar bodies in Asia and China and Taiwan, Japan, Korea, I think. And that's kind of very important, because that goes back to the thing I said at the beginning about it being able to develop and reflect the way the business is developing, the industry is developing. You know, we all see that the growth now is in Asia and Africa, and many of the new manufacturing base, the new manufacturers are coming out of Asia. And, you know, if we are going to influence the future of this technology like we influenced the start of it, then Asia is a place that we have to play a role, and so therefore we have to engage with the research base in Asia, and it's very good to see the Mobile VCE doing that. In terms of the Core 4 program itself, to me finish off by saying a couple of words about that and its relevance to Vodafone, you know, the whole concept of ubiquitous services is very important for us, because the days of single accesses to single structured networks are gone. You know, we want services that we can deploy over multiplicities of networks, in terms of physically different networks with various access technologies, in a way that the customer is unaware of. So in a way that's largely transparent to the customer. That's very important for us, especially if that whole concept of service, you know, isn't the narrow concept of service as it was, say, 10 years ago, but, you know, also embraces applications as services when they're delivered over the internet. So, you know, Google World is a service as much as an application. So, you know, provided it gets the whole concept of service right, this is incredibly important for us as our business develops. And the security work, you know, I really hope that this program can get to grips with some of the problems with securing corporate or the enterprise network. And what I mean by that is get to some of the real fundamentals of it, because kind of we've lived in this world where we have very good foundations for cryptography based on sophisticated mathematics with very provable concepts. The same applies now to sort of protocols, security protocols. You do a handshake, the various formal methods are applied to validate the security of that handshake. But, you know, when it comes to access to networks, you know, we have this sort of weird concept of a firewall, which hasn't really got any theoretical foundation to it. And we all live either one behind it or in front of it and trust it, and yet most of our problems still occur. Firewalls, to me, seem to just make it more difficult to do things and don't actually resolve any security problems at all. So, you know, if they can get to grips with these things, this will be a tremendous benefit to not just the mobile industry, but other parts of the communications and computing industry as well. So, to summarise or to finish, you know, the Mobile VCE does continue to be one of the best research investments that we, and I speak now for Vodafone, have ever made in terms of the value for money. If you aren't already involved, as I said at the beginning, please, you know, get involved, ask for them tomorrow, because you know, if you engage with this organisation in the way we've engaged, I'm sure in a couple of years' time you'll be standing up here saying exactly the same. This was really good value for money. So thank you.